Let's talk about Kokesh.
Adam Kokesh.
Let's lead off with Kokesh.
There is, seriously, there's a theme here that's developing. If you look at, you know, I didn't really see it last week, but as I was sort of watching stuff today and thinking about it, as I was really doing some research for the show tonight, you've got...
Whoa.
I know, I did research.
You read something.
I've got an intern now. I don't have to work. that was a joke, by the way.
Yeah, I got that.
So you've got Adam Kokesh, mm-hmm. which we'll talk about in just a second. You've got the IRS scandal.
Yep.
You've got Benghazi doesn't count really in what we're talking about, but I think that's the one that's going to blow up eventually. Mm-hmm. And then you've got you've got IRS and you've got the AP, and then Rosen, what's his face?
Oh yeah, the Fox News reporter.
Yeah,
Dan
what,
Rosen.
What is it?
Dan Rosen.
Dan Rosen. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. Dan Rosen, and they were spying on his parents. The CBS reporter came out today and said she's been spied on.
Drudge did this like a year ago. He goes, just operate if you're a journalist as if you're being listened to and watched, and everyone made fun of him.
Our friends over at antiwar.com have been spied on by the first Nobel Peace Prize winning sitting president.
that killed a 16-year-old American in Yemen.
Right.
With a drone.
They came out today and said that they killed four Americans with drones. So
yep.
There you go. So you really have, you've got people like Glenn Beck saying that they've been audited. You've got the St. Louis anchorman who did an interview and then like started getting hammered by the IRS, he said. So if you just do an interview with Obama and he doesn't like your questions, you're apparently going to get hammered. It really is building a story that if you are against this administration in any way, they will use the tools of government to come after you.
Absolutely.
And that's the rule of man. That's not the rule of law. But unfortunately, we've created a set of laws that will allow people to do this. So... I think Adam Kokesh fits into this, but we should start probably with some of the scandals and what's developed since our last show and get your opinion because you weren't here last week.
Yeah, I wasn't here last week.
So, dealer's choice, what stands out to you out of all of these various scandals the most?
For me, I'm not a huge Adam Kokesh fan. I told Spangle before the show started, I kind of feel like he's the Donald Trump of the Liberty Movement. He's self-promoting all the time.
Right.
And I don't think that's the right way to go about it, but I almost wonder, I think he was targeted. I was doing some research too, and I think that the Donald Reed, the parks ranger that arrested him, I couldn't find like how long he'd been employed there. I couldn't find out his background, his history, all of it. There's like a LinkedIn page that has that listed, nothing else, no profile picture.
And let's talk about Adam Kokesh and what happened. So essentially what happens is Adam Kokesh goes to an act of civil disobedience rally where they are smoking pot and it's, you know, I forget what it was titled. So they're basically all just smoking weed in front of the cops an act of civil disobedience.
And Independence Park there in Philadelphia has a history of allowing that, like on 420. You can go find YouTube videos where there's like a church across the street and the minister was telling the rangers like, hey, these guys are smoking pot out here. Aren't you going to do anything? And they're like, no, you know, they have a permit. We're going to leave them alone. Well, Adam Kokesh shows up for this one. They go right for him.
Sure.
They didn't go for anyone else. They went right for Adam Kokesh.
And Adam Kokesh is a former congressional candidate, I believe in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And he has become a celebrity. If libertarians have celebrities, he's become a libertarian celebrity because he does a radio show on LRN.FM. He had Adam versus the Man. He worked for Putin and Russia Today briefly, which that was when I was like, are we really going to like celebrate a guy who's getting paid by Putin?
Yeah.
And Maya and I argued about this yesterday, of course. Maya and I argue about everything. Speaking of the devil, come in. Unlock the door. See, speak of the devil, Maya just walked in.
Ears burning.
As we say the name Maya, bop, 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 let me in. So sit down next to Greg. We're talking about Kokesh.
We are.
So Kokesh, by the way, this
unholster.
Suzanne.
And sit down and talk about Maya. Kokesh.
Nice to meet you.
So Adam Kokesh... and since Maya's here now, hand the mic to Maya. Defend Adam Kokesh working for Putin.
Defend him working for Putin?
Yeah.
He's getting a paycheck. Who cares? It'd be no different than Austin Peterson going on RT News all the time. Him getting paid to...
It's not apples versus oranges. Can you form a cogent argument that does not include slamming other people?
Okay. That's how I like doing things. Okay. Adam Kokesh, working for RT News, getting paid kind of directly by Putin. Well, he wasn't the president at the time. He was still the prime minister.
It doesn't matter. He's okay. So, killing his enemies.
So, he's working for RT News. He got an outlet. He got to talk what he wanted to talk about. How is that really that bad of a thing? He's getting paid by something that's evil. Honestly, I can't just go against him. He's taking money from a governmental source. Almost half the money we touch in our lives is going to come from some government entity. I mean, I'm going to use apples to oranges. It's no different than me working for an advertising firm.
How dare you?
Getting paid, you know, a Republican coming in and I end up building a Republican's website. I'm working for the bad guys. I'm getting paid by some, you know, dickhead I don't like and it's evil, a statist. So Kokesh working for RT News, he got a platform, he got a voice, he got out there. He's getting a paycheck from somebody. He's not now.
All right.
He's not now.
Oh, I know
he was once a military member too. And for a lot of people, that's an issue. He was deployed. Mm-hmm. He's no longer that. So we can't judge him just by his history.
All right. So as Greg said, they go to this great American... this rally is not the issue. What's the issue underlying it is the July 4th rally where they're going to have an armed...
march.
An armed march on the mall in Washington, D.C.
And they're doing the whole... Yeah, it's peaceful. It's
a peaceful demonstration where...
And if you read his blog post where he introduces it, it's pretty solid. I mean, I wasn't offended by it. I didn't think it was a horrible idea. He's having discussions with the proper political and legal authorities beforehand, and he's trying to get President Obama to sign off on having a cop escort, which I thought was interesting to go that route. But of course, in D.C., you can't open carry.
And frankly, as I've said in the past, every state capital has these sorts of civil disobedience marches. Here in Indiana, we constantly have people marching on our state capital with
the
open carry.
February 2nd of this year, we had 200-plus people show up with all kinds of weapons. There's a guy with a Barrett 50 cal there.
Right.
And not an ounce of issue or problem. It was very peaceful. There was Occupy there. There was Anonymous there. Everything.
How did you know that Anonymous was there?
Well, they had the masks.
Oh,
I mean, okay, people.
Anonymous.
I know local members of local
totally
Anon
didn't
were
get
there.
My joke
just
at
so
all.
But he.
Thank you. So
it was perfectly fine here, and all 50 states have had, like you said, even this year we've had rallies.
So we're not going to debate the merits of that march, but that's really why they're going after him. And Maya, you've studied this a little bit more. How did they go after Kokesh, in your opinion? Give us the facts and then give us your opinion on what happened.
Oh, as far as at the rally, the smoke down rally?
Arresting and then the subsequent trial or whatever you call it.
They arrested him and they went up into the crowd, and where the police report says is where the assault happened is in the part of the videos that we can't necessarily see. They said they were going up there, and this is the cop saying this. I've written blotter reports and things like that before, so I know how we kind of push the facts around. But they went into the crowd to arrest such and such. Adam Kokesh blocked them from doing so, either by just standing there or not allowing them to push him away. And judging by all the other things Kokesh has done, I can't say that he would have actively touched or moved into the police. He's very smart about how he moved. So they're saying he blocked them or actively like pushed against them when they're trying to arrest somebody else. That's why they arrested him. Now, the reason they went in at the exact moment they did is because that's when everyone smoked up. So they could sit there and go, hey, this person does have pot. They have it in their hand. They're smoking it. And then when he was arrested, one of the videos that showed him actually handcuffed, when they actually finally did get handcuffs on him, were putting him in a van, he said, Kokesh was saying illegal use of the mic.
Right.
And so that's another thing. So there's a lot of weird things there, but to read the police report, it's what transpired in the big grouping in the crowd. And when he said, everyone move in closer, I mean, technically, they could have gone after him for, you know, aggravating or interfering with police activities by saying that
right.
on the microphone. There's a lot of little tiny things they could have technically gone after him, but that's about it.
So let me challenge you a little bit. If they're really trying to throw the book at him and jam him up to offset this rally, why not throw every possible thing? Because that's exactly what I thought. You know, he's trying to obstruct police business by saying everybody move in and make it harder to get arrested. I mean, why not throw every possible charge? Because you know they could come up with probably half a dozen different charges if they really wanted to.
I don't necessarily think they're doing this because of the rally. I think that's kind of an absurd statement to make. There's a number of reasons why they would have him at that particular event, at that particular place, why they'd be going after him. He's a well-known name, and he's been there years in the past. This is a reoccurring event he goes to. And so you take down the ringleader, you scare off all the other little potheads. And so that might be one reason, because cops like to arrest high-profile activists. It gets them props, they get awards, and they might get a raise or something. It helps their future employment. That's how police organizations usually work anyways. But the weird thing is this was federal property, and these were federal officers. That's why it's a felony. And as of yesterday on freeadam.net, it's still a felony charge. There were rumors that it was dropped to misdemeanor, and that's not true. But, I mean, I don't see just calling out over a loudspeaker saying, hey, everybody move in so it's harder for the police to get us. I don't think that's really – I don't see how that's illegal. If he would have said, hey, everyone, you know, start hitting cops, start pushing cops, you know, block them so you can't do anything or anything else. But he didn't. He just said, everybody move in closer so it's harder for the police to arrest us.
So if they don't want that event to take place there, just arrest everybody. Why go after this one person? I mean, I don't quite understand your reasoning.
Watch
why.
A lot of different police things. They always go after the ringleaders, whoever's on the microphone, and the people up front. That's what they always do. I mean, he's done some different things, and you watch any activists that are prepared to get arrested. It's whoever's talking the loudest and not showing fear towards a cop is who they go after and drop. They cut the head off.
You're
the
in so much trouble.
Why?
Because you talk the loudest yeah. and you have no fear.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get
arrested. Basically, just
one
describe
of these days
yourself.
I'm going to get arrested. No, like when I go cop blocking downtown, those guys all know who I am and they all hate me. Right. They all know who I am. And so right. I'm
because
me,
to
me
know
and
you,
Doug Voorhees are target number one.
Because to know you is to hate you. Okay.
So, but it's, I don't know. It's one of those things where they're just going to go after them. But if you watch how they do a lot of pot rallies, there's, I can't think where it was, but there's actually a video of a guy filming his own interaction with police, yelling at them to go arrest all these protesting potheads that are smoking pot in a public park. And the cops were like, there's too many of them. We can't handle that much. And they never arrested anybody. And so some police departments are different. Some aren't. But the federal park people had the jurisdiction. They had the final decision on what exactly went down there.
Right. So I told you, Suzanne.
Yeah. Like, I see what you're saying here.
I know. Isn't it like listening to Suzanne Schaefer?
I'm liking what I'm hearing with the cop theories going on.
She got pulled over today and yelled at by a police officer.
Were you doing 80, 85 and a 55?
I was not. I was not doing 85. What is that? What is this about?
It's about keeping someone who can't keep their mouth shut. Just be quiet.
No, I was just curious. I was just asking a question.
Do not try to silence us, Chris.
I know.
We will not be silenced.
So are you do you follow Indianapolis cop block?
I don't, but I'm going to.
You must go like us and right. pay attention for when we start doing our outings again. We're going to start mm-hmm. going out and filming cops on the weekend. So
there was a video of somebody supposedly planting drugs on him. Was that?
No. That was I can't. It's like Adam DeLanz or really weird last name, but he's an LP candidate, a Libertarian Party candidate over there.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I'm mistaken. I don't know if it was Virginia or Pennsylvania he's from. But they're all over there. But so he's an LP candidate. He's pretty new to it, but he was an activist there. And some of the original story was, before the conspiracy theorists hit it, was that he was trying to grab Adam's stash or his microphone little receiver thingy That wasn't true. What it was is he was trying to stabilize them too, because they knew they felt the cops were going to try to throw them down or pull them, so he was trying to hold on to Adam's belt loop. And this is coming straight from his mouth.
Right.
And he's been vetted and everything else, and he made a video against his attorney's recommendation. So, yeah, no, nothing was trying to be planted on Adam Kokesh at that point.
All right, so tell me why I should care about this story. Everybody really seems to care about this, but tell me why I should care. Because it sounds like he wasn't really targeted.
There's a possibility. I can't say one way or the other if he was targeted or not. Now, does it seem kind of fishy? Could it be that somebody... Because it's all right there. It's all really close. There's no reason why police chiefs and everyone else isn't going to already know about this. They are going to know about this guy, and they're like, hey, we would look like a really awesome police force if we can say we stopped Adam Kokesh from leading his own march.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're idiots thinking that they're going to slow or stop anything. If anything, they've built it. But it's why you should care is because this guy, technically, from the best we can tell, did nothing illegal. And based on the video and everything else, technically, you could even say that him just trying not allowing them to slam his face in the ground, they've done that before. They said that's resisting arrest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've called that. So it's another reason to just yell out and say, hey, this is crap. They didn't give him his phone call. They finally let him call his dad, but they did not give him his phone call. Another thing to pay attention to is the fact, and this is a point to bring up, is that he was being charged with a felony. So that first day in court on Monday, when he didn't say a word, is that they were wanting to know his address and if he had guns, because once you're sitting in court to be charged with the felony, they're going to go to your house and take all your shit.
Right.
And that's wrong because he wasn't convicted of a felony, and that's something – there's a lot of different justice system points to be brought about and brought up during this case. And since he's a high-profile person, you can get – sadly, because this is how it works – you can get more people to pay attention to it and learn from it versus just say, if this was me, no one's going to care and no one knows who I am.
Suzanne, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I was just going to ask you why you think it doesn't look like he was targeted. Because from where I'm sitting, it seems that he clearly was targeted.
The most I know about this story is what Maya is telling me. Because to be quite honest, I feel a little bit like Greg. Like, my whole thing is I respect anybody's path to liberty. Anybody who wants to, you know, some people, like, this is what I like to do. Okay, this is what I enjoy doing. I enjoy podcasting. I enjoy my day job. I would never go cop block. I would never go and do what Adam does. Does that mean that I think Adam is wrong for doing what he does? No. It's just not my cup of tea. And I do think that he, you know, I mean, clearly, who am I to besmirch other people who liked attention? But I do think that Adam... Shut up, Maya. I do think Adam... enjoys attention, and I can tell that because I recognize that in my Maya. And
but it's because that's human nature. You have right. to garner attention, and that's what and bringing attention to arrests and everything else. But to answer your question, as far as why I wouldn't think it was a target,
mm-hmm.
is it there's a possibility, but I'm one of those people that just it. They're police. It was a pot rally. He's been there before. He's a well-known name. I don't think it's directly related to his march. It can be related to how popular he is. And it was a pot rally, and he was on the freaking microphone.
Mm-hmm.
You cut the head off snake. They always go after the leaders.
Yeah, so I was of the opinion that it might be they're trying to jam him up to try and deter the rally a little bit. And my mind was changed by Maya here just a minute ago. I mean, so give us your reasoning why you think he was targeted.
I mean... I don't know necessarily that he was targeted specifically for the rally that's going to take place. However, I do agree with the concept that he is a ringleader, and thus he is inherently a target to go after because he is so outspoken. And I absolutely think that when the cops, you know, go into the crowd and they're going to arrest somebody, I don't think it's a coincidence that they ended up arresting Kokesh, like the ringleader of this entire
right.
of this entire thing. Like, it's not a coincidence. And whether that is because he's a ringleader or because of other reasons, like what you mentioned about the cops, like it being positive for them to be the people that brought in Kokesh, that is absolutely a possibility as well. Regardless of what actually is happening, there's clearly an agenda behind it in some way. It was not a random arrest at a rally. there's no way that Kokesh was a random arrest.
No way. I mean, and that right there proves targeting. I mean, yeah. There's no
and
way that,
that is targeting. I mean,
that is targeting.
It might not be targeting.
Not
yeah,
for the
it
rally,
might not be for the
targeting.
Rally.
Yeah, that is target. He was targeted. Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything wrong. He, to my knowledge, he didn't smoke marijuana before, after, or during.
Well, he questioned authority, and to our government,
I don't know. That
I don't
he
know.
Did,
that's probably a little bit.
I don't know
pushing
that he questioned
it.
Authority. At
well,
all.
I mean, he's at a pot rally. That's questioning
yeah,
authority.
Yeah, if I'm in that park, then I'm guilty by association. So I guess I'm questioning it.
Your existence questions authority.
And I was under the assumption that it was the comedy writer was the guy that actually planned it, right? The guy, the organizer?
Adam Kokesh did not organize this event. He's a participant, and he's a speaker, and he's a supporter. He did not organize this event. It's something that's been on, I think, for a number of years, and it's a local thing.
So if anyone committed a crime as far as organizing something for the sole intention of illegal activity, it's the organizer, who was also on stage, I believe, when this all happened and standing right next to him, yet they grabbed Kokesh because he's the name.
Right.
I think they wanted to target
but
him, and
let me
I think
ask
they
you
were
this.
Waiting for him to
how would they know that? How would they know that Kokesh is the name? Because outside of libertarian circles, I really find it hard to believe that anybody outside of libertarian circles knows who Adam is or was following the story at all.
Okay, it's in that general area that Adam gets a lot of activity done. If he's constantly fighting with police and lawmakers, they're going to know who he is. And like I said, he's been to that event multiple years in a row. And so they're going to know who the ringleaders are at these events. And then when they pop up, and they're every police agency within a couple states of that place all know all about it. I guarantee there's going to be checkpoints and extra police patrols the days before that event to look for people with guns and carrying them wrongly, because there's a couple weird state laws with guns and transporting them on the way to D.C. So all the police agencies are going to have they're going to all have information reports on Kokesh, the event. And since he's announced this a while back, they're already building up on that. That's because police agencies talk to each other a lot, especially in that area. And with big protesters like that,
right,
they're going to follow everyone participating.
And given the news and everywhere else, it's totally plausible that they know, they follow Kokesh, they follow, you know, that the, it's sort of a group, and it's sort of based in New Hampshire with the Free Staters, and they're very, you know, yellow and black, you know, like a demo and Pete Eyre and the Cop Block guys and, you know, and the Free State Project. There's a very, that
there's
seems
a concentration,
to, concentration
right
of, you know, around Free Talk Live type, you know, stuff.
But even if the arresting officer was Donald Lee, is that right? Yeah, Donald Lee. And one, that's what drove me crazy, is I couldn't find anything about his background. I wanted to see if he'd been an employee long, if he had a different career in a different part of the government, and I couldn't find a single thing on that, because I heard what you had said about the guy that was trying to stabilize his microphone. I'd heard that, but I didn't hear anything about Donald Lee. And then also, I mean, even if he, which there's no way he didn't get briefed on it before he went on duty. No way.
Right.
I mean, that's just, in today's world, that's impossible. But even if he did, if he's sitting there observing, watching the crowd, I bet Kokesh probably spoke for 15, 20 minutes before they even did that, where he'd had that call for everyone to light up. Right? So you're going to recognize him as the main speaker and the leader anyway.
Right.
Well, and usually at those smoke down events, they wait till they all light up, because they all always light up at once. That's when most of the times when if the cops move in on them, because not all police forces are dickheads and destroy these smoke down rallies. They're like, these kids are smart and probably don't have that much on them, but sometimes they do. And
one guy walked in, he had like a block for an ass. He had 14 pounds of marijuana in his pants.
But they usually wait till it happens. But Adam Kokesh, because of the videos and where they were cut at, is they were already getting to move in way before, and then they got ready, and then right when that smoke down thing happened is when they moved in, and it just, how the video's cut, it just kind of makes it seem out of time for us. But no, it wasn't, you know, they weren't just standing there going, well, let's wait for this Kokesh guy. No, they waited until everyone lit up before they did it.
Suzanne?
Oh.
Well, you want to say something?
No,
ignore him.
Okay. I wanted to go back to the idea about the conspiracy, because just looking at all the other things that have been happening lately, okay, why is it such a conspiracy to say that he was targeted because of this rally that he was maybe going to get himself into. I'm not saying that that's necessarily what I think, but I'm just sitting here considering, you know, with the IRS and the AP and clearly the government. Well, I mean, before that, we all know the government has agendas and whatever. Okay. But that shouldn't, I don't know. I just feel like it would not be way out there to say that they were going after that, because
that's not conspiracy. And this guy had, he wants 100,000 people to walk to, or, you know, go through. 1,000. Oh, is it only 1,000?
He wants 10,000. If 10,000 people show up on the Facebook group, say they're going, and he has 10,000 supporters, we can reasonably assume 1,000 people show up, and then we'll go through with it. So just 1,000.
Gotcha. So 1,000. But I mean, that's this guy.
He doesn't want to, like, the press view of 14 people walking around with guns, like
safety in numbers, solidarity. And okay, if we can reasonably expect 1,000 people to show up, we'll probably get anywhere between 800 and 1,500, maybe more. But it's a numbers game. Sure. And he doesn't, he wants to embolden people. So if people think there's going to be 1,000, more people show up.
Sure.
If there's only going to be like 200, people will be like, no.
Right.
And he's the ringleader there too. So he's a double target in a sense, you know.
It's not obscene in this day and age. Not even 50 years ago. I mean, look at the communist scares and everything else with McCarthy and crap like that's been going around for ages. And we did it with the Japanese and everybody else. The government's always had plans to target people. Look at how many years ago was the Utah Homeland Security came out, or was it Colorado?
Missouri.
Wow, all those states are the same. They suck.
kind of like the East Coast.
Yeah, kind of like the East Coast, but they came out with reports targeting people. So no, it's not obscene to think that a police agency's mass communicated with different governmental bodies and with like FBI and DHS and everything, because they have databases on all of us here. I mean, mm-hmm. We're all a bunch of homegrown terrorists. And I'm a social terrorist, so I got two marks against me. And it's not obscene to think that in a general idea and general thought. I particularly don't believe in this instance. Okay. It was a move by an organized force against him specifically for the rally. Now, again, the police force there could say, hey, you know, like I said, they could be like, we take credit for taking Adam Kokesh down before his rally. That could be the case, too. Mm-hmm. So there's a million things that could happen and go on. We can speculate all day long on who did what. But no, to answer your question and your thought is that, no, it is not obscene to think that the government conspires against certain people and movements.
Last point on this subject.
I mean, I think that the cops are what it comes down to in this situation. I think that ultimately he was the ringleader and he was the one that was making, you know, the noise, the speech, questioning the authority. And I really do think that that has a lot to do with it. I think that at this day and age, you know, you can look at a cop the wrong way and get arrested. So somebody who's standing up in a crowd, and then when if he was the one who was telling everybody to, you know, move closer, whatever, then I think it makes complete sense to arrest him. And I mean, I still am not sure what I think about it, but I think that any one of the scenarios could have been possible, whether it was just ringleader in general or ringleader because of the rally that's coming up. But either way, I think that it's definitely significant to the movement that's happening.
One last quick point, Greg.
I just, you know, who arrested him though was the Parks Ranger Service. It's a federal, police force,
and there were probably city right? police sitting around.
Yep,
you know?
And so this was a federal act. And then I think the reason they only charged him with one thing is because I think they just wanted to scare him. I don't think this thing sticks. It gets thrown out of court. It's gone. But I think this was to scare him, to try to get some information from him on the plan when they got him in the room. And he stonewalled him. And I don't think anything ultimately happens.